Okay, I now have it as 3:05 p.m. Pacific time, so we'll start the public tally of the 2021 PMB officers elections public tally. And I will do a screen share of my draft teller's report to make it clearer what we're doing. So of the 22 persons on the Pacifica National Board, we received 19 ballots from directors. These are email ballots that they were sent by the Secretary Pro Tem. And these are for three officers' elections, chair, vice chair, and secretary. This is the public tally at which I will go through my recordings of what the ballot said in preparation of an automatic tally, and the assistant teller will confirm that my transcriptions were correct, or catch me and make me correct them. And I'm writing down the names of witnesses as they appear in Zoom. People can unmute themselves and tell me if they do not want to be included in my report. So what should be on the screen now is the configuration file for the chair election, which which is from a different year. So, oh no, that's just a sample. Okay, here we go. Yeah. So in the 2021 election, the nominated candidates were Lawrence Reyes and Alex Steinberg. And these are my recordings of what the ballots said. When we go through the tally, actually, only the first ranking is going to matter on the first round of balloting. But we'll go ahead and confirm that my recordings of each ballot are correct. What you see after the ballot numbers on screen is the personal code that that voter selected for their ballot so that they can track their ballot throughout this whole process. These are personal numbers that the voters are not supposed to reveal to other voters. So as we go through, the first ballot is for user code 12957. And their first choice for 2021 chair is Lawrence Reyes. And I'll ask John to confirm each of the ballots as I go through them.
Confirm.
Second ballot, code 1544Z, is for Alex Steinberg.
Confirm.
Third ballot, 3THICS, looking like ethics, is Steinberg.
Confirm.
Fourth ballot, 91360, is for Steinberg.
Confirm.
Ballot five, AUST70, first choice Steinberg, second choice Reyes.
Confirm.
Next ballot, BOG09, just the reverse, first choice Reyes, second choice Steinberg.
Confirm.
Next ballot, BOHIO, is for Reyes.
Confirm.
Next ballot, C1A2Y, is for Steinberg.
Confirm.
Next ballot, code Cement, is for Steinberg.
Confirm.
Next ballot, code Cygnus, is for Steinberg.
Confirm.
Next ballot, code DEDER, is for Reyes.
Confirm.
Next ballot, Gummy, G-U-M-M-Y, is for Reyes.
Confirm.
Next ballot, Near G7, N-E-E-R G7, is for Steinberg.
Confirm.
Next ballot, Nonsense, is for Steinberg.
Confirm.
Ballot 15, OS71 exclamation mark, is for Steinberg.
Confirm.
Next ballot, Phase, P-H-A-S-E, is for Steinberg.
Confirm.
Next ballot, Status, is for Reyes.
Confirm.
Ballot 18, Turl, T-U-R-L, is for Reyes.
Confirm.
Final ballot, T-W-E-H-R, is for Steinberg.
Confirm.
So now we go through the ballots and we separate them into stacks by the first choice on each ballot and counting those 19 ballots, I get 12 first choices for Alex Steinberg and 7 first choices for Lawrence Reyes.
Confirm.
Because this is an IRB election, anyone with more than half the votes is automatically elected. So Alex Steinberg has met the threshold and according to this count is elected.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
So shouldn't you have all the ballots printed and shouldn't they be shown one by one, not just relying on pulling the data from the ballot?
That would be nice, and that is how we would do it in a physical meeting, but it would introduce an unnecessary delay to try to manipulate a visual showing of each ballot during this conference. And not all of these public tallies are going to include video. Most will include audio. All of the voters in this election will be sent a zip file that includes a copy of every ballot. So we do have the ballots, and I can demonstrate, for example, that if I the first one in the stack, for example, this was an embedded ballot, so I had to cut and paste from the email. And so that ballot looks like this. So, and you can see on this person did not rank each candidate, but since they only ranked one in each election with an X, we know that's a first ranking. And I'll repeat, all the voters will get copies of all the ballots. And so at this point, we just have John Gary keeping me honest because he has copies of the ballots and I have copies of the ballots. We both received them independently. Now going to the next election for vice chair. Let's see, looks like I closed that, so I have to reopen it. Okay, so here's the vice chair election. The nominees were Dwayne Lark and Sandra Rawline. Ballot 12957 was for Dwayne Lark.
Confirm.
Ballot 21544Z was for Sandra Rawline.
Confirm.
Ballot 33TH1CS was for Rawline.
Confirm.
Ballot 491360 was for Rawline.
I neglected to include that in my list, but I'll look it up on my chart.
Okay, I'll stand by. And in the meantime, I might as well open up that ballot.
Yeah, I'm going to do that too. Thank you. Could you read me the number of that, the code of that ballot again?
91360.
Okay.
And if this is working as expected, that should be on screen, my copy.
That's working.
Excellent.
Okay, this is the vice chair election, and you want 91360, correct?
Correct.
And what was the selection for that code?
Sandra Rawline.
Confirm.
Okie doke. And let's go back to my share. Okay. That was 91360. So ballot 5, AUST70. First choice, Rawline. Second choice, Lark.
Confirm.
BOGO9, first choice, Lark. Second choice, Rawline.
Confirm.
BOHIO, first choice, Lark.
Confirm.
C1A2Y, first choice, Rawline.
Confirm.
Cement, first choice, Rawline.
Confirm.
Cygnus, first choice, Rawline.
Confirm.
Dieter, votes for Lark.
Confirm.
Gummy, votes for Lark.
Confirm.
Near G7 for Rawline.
Confirm.
Nonsense for Rawline.
Confirm.
OS71, exclamation, Rawline.
Confirm.
Phase, Rawline.
Confirm.
Status, Lark.
Confirm.
Turl, first choice Rawline, second choice Lark.
Confirm.
TWEHR for Lark.
Confirm.
Okay, now dividing all those into virtual stacks by the first choice on each ballot, we discover that out of the 19 votes, there are 12 for Rawline and 7 for Lark.
Confirm.
Sandra Rawline has met the threshold, which is half of the votes. So according to this tally, she will be elected as vice chair. So now we go on to the secretary election. There were originally two nominees, Polina Vasilyev and Sandra Rawline, but Sandra Rawline withdrew, I believe, in executive session after the open session in which she was nominated. Or in any case, she followed up with an email to all the board letting them know that she was no longer a candidate. But since this was an unopposed election, probably not all of the directors decided to vote. So going to those ballots, ballot 12957 was for Polina.
Confirm.
Ballot 1544Z was for Polina.
Confirm.
Ballot 3TH1CS was for Polina.
Confirm.
Ballot 91360 was no preference.
Confirm.
Ballot AUST70 was for Polina.
Confirm.
Ballot BOGO9 was for Polina.
Confirm.
Ballot BOHIO was for Polina.
Confirm.
Ballot C1A2Y was no preference.
Confirm.
Ballot Cement was no preference.
Confirm.
Ballot Cygnus was for Polina.
Confirm.
Ballot DEDER was no preference.
Confirm.
Ballot GUMMY was no preference.
Confirm.
Ballot NEERG7 was for Polina.
Confirm.
Ballot Nonsense was no preference.
Confirm.
Ballot OS71 exclamation was no preference.
Confirm.
Ballot Phase was no preference.
Confirm.
Ballot Status was for Polina.
Confirm.
Ballot TURL was no preference.
Confirm.
Ballot TWEHR was for Polina.
Confirm.
Arranging those into virtual stacks, we end up with a stack of 10 votes for Polina Vasiliev. So she will be elected 2021 Secretary of the PNB. Are there any questions from witnesses? Okay, then that concludes our public tally. Thank you, John Gary III, for helping me run this remote election. It's more work than it looks like. And Eric, you missed it all, as far as I can tell. Let's see, anybody else on here? Oh, there's Sandra and Nancy Sorden. Hello, I didn't have this this list scrolled. So let's see, Nancy and Sandra, I think you're there. So unless somebody objects, I think Alexander, Janet, Nancy, Sandra, and Ralph probably ought to be enough witnesses. Well, Eric's there too. I can't confirm most of your identities, but thanks for joining us and have a good meeting coming up. I'm going to send out my report in about, within 10 minutes. I'll send a report to all the directors so that you can get a copy of this. That ends the meeting. You can say goodbye, John.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay.